Hello, this is a welcome message to all the new 2015 students, Lab 1 students. What I would like to share with you in just a few minutes is one of the comparisons between learning pronunciation and learning to dance that Beth Sielinski, who is a teacher and also an expert in pronunciation, has put together. And these are some of the things that she says. How teaching and learning pronunciation and dancing, learning to dance, may be similar. She says, when I first started, as well as finding it difficult to learn, I felt very uncomfortable and silly using the correct position. And I thought I would be able to get by without it and dance in my own stiff, understated way. But as time went on, and lessons went on, I gradually became accustomed to the new movements and I stopped feeling uncomfortable and silly. I was inspired by the better dancers in the group. So she looked at the better dancers and she said, okay, I want to dance like that. And you can do the same with your speakers. I had to learn lots of things before I could go on to others, she says. Then she says, once I got a particular aspect of dancing, I had to practice it over and over and over again in front of a mirror and then without the mirror so that I could get my own sense of what I was doing. And then I had to concentrate on integrating that movement into the rest of the dance. And this is something that may happen to us, right? We have to, once we get one particular movement, once we get one particular sound, we have to start putting that sound into the word and then into the phrase. And then into the text, and then into our spontaneous speech, right? So you may be doing really well at producing the sound in isolation, but then you have to start putting it into the context. Real dancing with my husband, Zielinski says, was very different to dancing with my teacher, she also says. My teacher's use of different visualizations was enormously helpful, and when Beth here talks about visualizations, she means actually all the different aspects, images, for example, like the ones we use during our presentation of sounds, right? The different comparisons. So thinking of sounds as images of things that we should be doing. And then she says that there's a very, very frustrating aspect of learning to dance, and this may happen to you as well. She says, I forgot what I had learned from 1 week to the next. So I had to keep practicing and try to keep track of the moves so that she could find them again. And this is part of the comparison between dancing and learning pronunciation. A very interesting comparison that you can use for your own. Okay, thank you. It's been a pleasure to meet you and hope you have a great year. Bye.